Berryland is on the job. Oconomowoc native Haley Heinzel will spend the next year giving speeches at schools and doing interviews, all to promote farms, farmers, cheese, and everything agriculture. Allison Dairyland's a one-year ambassadorship program with the State Ag Department.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible today. One or two of those could be strong to severe, with hail and wind being the main threat. Other than that, partly cloudy, hot and humid. 87 our high this afternoon. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 81. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
99.7 Max FM.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share. Whoa.
FM. 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Saving money, shopping local, it's never been easier. And let's face it, who doesn't love a little extra in the wallet? Head over to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now. We are talking up to 50% off in some cases. Places you're already shopping, eating, or drinking. Things for you, things for the home. Delicious foods, great adult beverages. You might even find a little fun and adventure over there as well. So check it out right now. Do some online shopping today before the day gets crazy. Treat yourself. yourself by going to maxfmbigdeals.com.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Bear and Boone's favorite, 99.7 Max FM.
Inside. I never meant to call you when you sorrow. I never meant to call you when you pain. I'm the one who wants to have you laughing. I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible today. One or two of those could be strong to severe, with hail and wind being the main threat. Other than that, partly cloudy, hot and humid. 87 our high this afternoon. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 81. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Things don't really change. I'm standing in the way. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah, go far away.
Put us back together at heart.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Good morning, I'm Maddie Jones. Thank you so much for joining us today. And remember, our reach here at Max FM is even bigger than ever. We are now broadcasting at 103.7 out of Reedsburg. So as you get out of the Baraboo area, make sure you check that out so that you can hear Max FM wherever you go.
Maximum hits.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
tell of suffering and grief. Fear today, forgot tomorrow. Ooh, here beside the news of holy war and holy me, ours is just a little sorrow.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump assassination attempt. I'm Sherry Preston. As both President Biden and former President Donald Trump urge Americans to dial down the political rhetoric, former Homeland Security expert and ABC News political contributor John Cohen says,
"We are an angry, divided nation, and that anger and division has become intertwined in our political discourse. There are a growing number of people in this country who believe that violence is an appropriate way to express their ideological or political views."
Donald Trump, shot in the ear during the attempted assassination, has arrived in Milwaukee for the Republican National